Hello, and welcome to Night Nudge Essentials. Today we're going to talk about bedtime basics to ensure you're getting the most from your sleep and wake routine. Sleep scientist Matt Walker said it best. Based on the science, you can make somewhat clear statements. The number of people who can survive on 6 hours of sleep without impairment is zero. Today we're going to talk about how light, temperature, caffeine, and exercise can influence your sleep and wake cycles. Our body's internal clock, which controls when we feel awake or sleepy, follows the natural cycle of day and night. This happens because our eyes send signals to our brain about the amount of light around us. These signals help regulate our sleep and wake patterns, as well as other bodily functions influenced by light and darkness. Which leads us into how you can get the most from exposing yourself to light. Exposing yourself to direct sunlight, preferably outdoors and not through a window, within the first 30 to 60 minutes of waking can kickstart your circadian rhythm. You should aim to look at or near the sun for a few minutes, adjusting based on weather conditions. If natural light isn't available, you can consider using a selfie ring light as a substitute. The sunset is equally important. Catching the light from the sunset, the orange and red colors, act as a signal to your body that it's time to wind down. We understand that this is not always possible, especially if it is overcast, but keep in mind that bright artificial lights in the evening, especially blue lights, and most especially before bedtime, can impact the quality and quantity of your sleep. We recommend opting for dim red lights to minimize disruption to your sleep-wake cycle. If you find yourself needing to attend to tasks during the night, such as caring for a baby, it's best to use dim red lights. Another key factor in regulating your sleep is temperature. Keep your sleep environment cool, ideally a few degrees cooler than the rest of your surroundings. This can help promote better sleep quality and reduce the likelihood of waking up during the night. Incorporating a cold shower within the first hour of waking can help elevate your core body temperature. This can give you an energy boost right in the morning. On the flip side, a warm shower or bath before bedtime can promote relaxation and facilitate the transition into sleep. Now let's touch on caffeine and other substances. A lot of people use caffeine as a morning and post-meal pick-me-up. The suggestion I have for you is to limit your caffeine intake to at least 1.5 to 2 hours after waking to avoid disrupting your natural energy levels. Aim to have your last coffee or source of caffeine a minimum of 8 hours before bedtime. So if you typically go to bed around 10, we recommend your last caffeine intake to be at 2. The reason for this is because caffeine blocks adenosine. Adenosine is a sleep-inducing chemical. And steer clear of alcohol, as it can negatively impact sleep quality, despite initially inducing drowsiness. While alcohol is one of the most commonly used over-the-counter sleep aids, because it will reduce the time to fall asleep and also enhance the quality of sleep in the first half of the night, it severely disrupts sleep during the second half. What happens with alcohol is that it disrupts what is known as your sleep architecture. This is the normal phases of deeper and lighter sleep we go through every night. A night of drinking or even a drink or two with dinner can interrupt these patterns, causing you to wake, even without knowing it, several times as you bounce through the stages of sleep. This phenomenon is called sleep fragmentation, and it disturbs the natural sleep cycle, resulting in feelings of fatigue and unrest the following day. Next up, let's talk about the importance of exercise. Engaging in physical activity within the first hour of waking can help elevate your body temperature and boost alertness. However, be mindful of exercising too close to bedtime. This can delay sleep onset. Regular exercise can improve the quality of sleep by promoting deeper, more restorative sleep, where the body repairs and rejuvenates itself. You can also reinforce your body's natural sleep-wake cycle by engaging in physical activity in natural light in the first hour of waking. This ties everything back into light exposure and moving your body. So we'll just do a quick recap on how you can incorporate some small changes to make a big impact in your sleep and wake cycle. So first things first, sunlight exposure in the morning and avoiding bright lights at night. This will help regulate our body clocks. Temperature, keeping the sleep environment cool and avoiding caffeine and alcohol close to bedtime improves sleep quality. And lastly, exercising in the morning promotes alertness but should be avoided close to bedtime. Your sleep routine is crucial for overall health. By prioritizing these bedtime basics, you can enhance your sleep and overall well-being. And I'll leave you with one last quote from Matt Walker. Sleep is the Swiss Army knife of health. When sleep is deficient, there is sickness and disease. And when sleep is abundant, there is vitality and health. We hope you can catch us on the next episode where we discuss naps. Are they beneficial or detrimental? And how to use them to your advantage. Until next time, sleep well and wake energized.